All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a Patriots Monday on WEEI. Christian Arkin, Andy Hart, you at 617-779-7937. I got to say, Andy,
yes?
A lot of people have given me acorn advice, but a lot of people, more so than that, are interested in this Ace Hardware cologne thing.
You're welcome, Ace. When you have an uptick in the Boston/New England cologne purchases, you'll know why.
I got to tell you, I did not know that this was offered. I did not know you could
get that. I still am not convinced. Are you?
Go F yourself.
Cologne and Ace Hardware?
Why would I make that up?
Maybe it was paint.
It's a little too wild to make up, I think.
No, it's a little bottle of, like.
No, I know what a cologne is.
But it's also like a brand line that is clearly targeted at sort of like the man's man or whatever.
Right.
I forgot the names, like Sawtooth or something.
Smell good, but a manly.
Yeah. Screw y'all. Every one of y'all.
Which is the last time I ever wore cologne, was in like high school, like first year of college, maybe. I was a cool water man.
Why don't you? What the hell is that?
Cool water.
Is that blue?
Yes. It's in a little blue bottle.
The Johnson Baby Powder and Cool Water Cologne.
Cool Water Cologne. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm on Ace's website. Duke Cannon Cologne.
Duke One pack. Cannon. That is yeah. That's a manly
Please.
Sounding cologne.
$26.
Okay, so stop talking.
Andy.
Get your little board going and cue Alex Cora suck on that.
Jack Wagon. I
believed you. I believed that they
he
sold
didn't.
It.
You all thought I was lying.
I didn't think you were lying. I didn't think you were lying. I'll say that.
We've had callers.
Callers who think it's not true, or callers who can't believe it?
No, just saying it's the wildest thing that they've heard and they've been listening for decades.
And I actually think the comparison is apt. The Seahawks are good right now, but I don't think anyone thinks they're the highest end of anything.
Right.
They don't have a great quarterback. Everybody's like, rookie coach, we'll see how this goes. But they're getting the job done.
Mm-hmm.
Just like your bottle of cologne at Ace will get the job done.
That's Suck true. On it.
All right.
Yes. Thank you, Alex.
Speaking of getting the job done, there are a lot of teams in the NFL who are currently not getting the job done. And I'll tell you, one guy who has a lot of different jobs is Bill Belichick. And he's got his eye on these teams. Let's see what's going on with Bill Watch.
Bill.
Yes, Bill Watch. We worked really hard on that.
I also hate to burst your bubble,
but
how many people you think get it? Like, there's a certain age that once you go below that age.
Yeah, I think our show, the age.
Oh, they get it?
We're right in the, yeah, I think so. If I had to guess.
Paul in Rhode Island's like, oh, that's Baywatch. I love that show. Pamela Anderson, she was jogging down the beach.
Pamela,
rewind that, honey.
Yasmin Bleeth. I mean, there was a hit.
And there was
a
movie with The Rock and Zac Efron and
Alexander Daddario. From she was in True Detective. She was the girl with Woody Harrelson. Yeah. She's delightful.
She is delightful.
That young lady, I would say. And I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that movie, but I heard it was really bad.
It was, but I watched it.
Okay. So Bill Belichick is got his eye on the NFL and on these teams who are doing poorly. Who is at the top of the Bill Watch, Andy Hart?
I don't think there's any question about it. It's the team we thought was at the top of the list all along. It's the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
They're a debacle. You see that little clip of CeeDee Lamb fighting with Dak?
Yeah.
Plus, you got an owner who's getting himself in trouble on Jamie Foxx's live social media feed.
Yeah. Very, very detail-oriented, Jerry
Jones. He scouts.
Yes,
now
I
know why he's a good GM, because he lets no stone go unturned.
Got the binoculars out. He knows what religion they all are.
He knows everything. But I think the Cowboys, it's that debacle. Now, the only question is, by the way, he put in the big D, you know what I'm saying, in Dallas again. Do you think Bill wants to deal with that? Because that's a thing.
Yes.
Now, I think he does.
I think he would.
Because in light of the story about Robert Kraft's desire to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
And the Jerry Jones
angst
thing.
Of
yep.
Jerry Jones being in. Their Absolutely. Frenemy relationship. I think he would.
I think that made that job 100 times more attractive to him. If he didn't already know
and
that.
And you think yesterday
did.
He's like, it's coming together nicely.
Definitely. But I also thought it would happen in the offseason. I thought that was a no-brainer. They were going to fire McCarthy and that they'd hire Bill. And that would be that. And he kept him around another year. So I don't know what that crazy old man's thinking.
Do you think there's any chance I win my pizza bet with Rich Keefe that it happens during the year?
That Belichick gets a job or that McCarthy gets fired?
With Dallas, both. That McCarthy gets
yeah,
fired.
I'd say there's a chance.
Jerry Jones swoops in and says, I'm not going to bid for Bill Belichick. I'm mm-hmm. just going to hire him now, and we'll start the process now. We'll see where this season goes, and then I have him entrenched for next year.
I think you're almost at like a 99% chance McCarthy gets fired. I'd say you're 50-50 that Bill replaces him.
I'll take 50-50 to win a free pizza.
Because Bill's like the main guy, but I'm sure there's other random offensive coordinator somewhere, somebody waiting in the wings somewhere who wants a job. Vrabel still doesn't have a job. There's a lot of guys out there still looking for jobs.
Oh, sure, but
he's
Bill Belichick.
He is.
Right? He's got a little bit of that to him.
He does
and
have a little bit of that.
He's buffed up the resume with all this youthfulness and funniness and everything that he's doing. So,
indeed.
Number two on the Baywatch, Belichick watch list.
He does have the bouncing breasts.
He does. He
really does.
Well, I don't know, because I haven't seen him run in a while. He's probably in better shape, don't you think?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you noticed eyebrows and hair and something.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Then maybe he had some of that taken care of.
Maybe.
You know, The Rock has that taken care of.
What?
The bouncing issue.
Really?
Yeah. Always been a strong rumor that you can have it removed. So like liposuction.
Huh.
So you don't bounce as much. So you just have muscle. You don't have any. I can't say the word, right?
Where do they have these?
I can't say either word. Female dog and then.
Breast reduction.
Rhymes with. No, but when men have them after like steroid use and like you get a little older and you don't have the pecs anymore.
Oh, right. Like in Fight Club.
Yeah.
Bob with the yes. No, you can't say that.
No, I didn't want to. So
can't.
We should probably just move on. Second on the Bill Watch list is the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
We just talked about it. They have a star quarterback. They have a loaded roster. They have Saquon Barkley going off well on his way to Offensive Player of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Cha-ching. And then they have Nick Sirianni that I'm not sure anyone really knows what to make of him. And so I think that's a loaded win-now roster in the AFC East. I mean,
yes,
the NFC
East.
Where Bill, we know he had that love for the Giants. We may talk about them soon. And he even, there was rumors, remember, about Washington dabbling, being involved, and would that be alluring to him because of the history of the franchise? So, yeah, I got the Eagles on number two.
I'd say the Eagles are in the mix, but they have a winning record right now.
Well, you got, yeah, you we'll know? See. We'll see.
I mean, maybe they won't in a couple, but it's going to be at least two more weeks.
They also have to
before they won't. So, you know.
Bill Watch just had Bill running.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That's not nice.
Can you do that in slow motion, whoever's back?
First of all.
Can we get a little more bounce? Yeah, look at that.
We should all be running. We should be happy to be running at 71 or 72 years old.
That's tremendous.
We're going to be dead. So what are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing at his bouncy boobs. That's all
hurtful.
Right. What do you want from me? I got them too.
We know. We've seen yours in some of those
we
photos.
We certainly have. My number two is the Jacksonville Jaguars. That is a team that has a good quarterback. I think a decent roster. And Doug Peterson, whatever magic beans he had, seemed to be wearing off. I think that's a situation. I'm looking at it more of like coaches who might get fired soon. Sirianni could be on that list, but I think they're not going to fire him with a winning record. They might fire Peterson if the Jaguars go to like 1-4, 1-5, 2-5, you know, something like that. I could see them moving on because they made a big investment to Lawrence. And again, Belichick's the first guy up. He's going to be the first guy up on these lists.
I don't even have the Jags on my list for two reasons. I'm not sure what he thinks of that whole franchise location, playing games in Europe. And I also wonder, is he a Trevor Lawrence guy? Because you're hitched to Trevor Lawrence. And
right.
Is he your $60 million quarterback you want to be hitched to? So
if he gets hurt, then Mac has to go in.
Oh, and I forgot Mac's there. There's no shot he's going to hang out
He'll go there and then trade Mac, probably.
Yeah, probably.
That's what I'd do.
So third on my list would be the aforementioned Giants. I know my guy Dabe's got a win, and I know Daniel Jones looked pretty good in Neighbors, and like, okay, maybe they're not as bad as they looked the week before when Dabe's was having a mental breakdown at the podium and freaking out. They're still the Giants. And I've had people say to me, don't you think if the Giants called right now, he would run? There are people that still believe, despite the lack of QB or the uncertainty, that they are his first, and he has a special, special place in his heart for the Giants. So I got them number three.
All right. My number three is the Cincinnati Bengals. I think if they keep getting things keep getting worse for them, then you could see that coach get fired. I also think Gannon in Arizona. I think that there's a chance he gets on the hot seat, too. Even though they have sort of a new team and they just drafted Harrison and all that, if they can't get it together, I could see them scapegoating Gannon. And I don't know if Bill would go to Arizona, but he might. I mean, you know, he could go anywhere. I think at this point he's not really going to be turning down offers if a job opens up. So
that one's interesting to me because Monty Ossenfort, their GM, is a former Bill guy. So I don't know
if that's a
connection that's good or bad. It's like, well, they have a connection. Maybe Bill would like to work with him and he'd trust him. Or maybe that guy's like, I'm not bringing Belichick in. I've lived that life before. I don't want to go back to that life. And then the Kyler Murray thing. I don't know if Bill thinks Kyler Murray's super overrated like I do, or if he thinks he's one of the great playmakers. I had the Bengals as TBD. Because, they got to play tonight, and we'll see where that's trending in the right direction. Next on my list was the New York Jets, because I'm not removing the Jets just because they have a winning record or they won or anything like that. The Aaron Rodgers-Robert Saleh relationship, I know he poo-pooed it post-game, the whole shove on the hug, and all I told him was 2 score, and blah, blah, like, no. Aaron Rodgers doesn't get along with anybody. He sure as heck isn't getting along with Robert Saleh.
Yeah, but him and Bill, there might be a mutual thing there.
Oh, there's a mutual. We know
Bill likes him.
He loves him, and I think Rodgers likes him.
I think so,
and
I
think they respect each other's ability to tweak everybody and to push back against authority. So I think they'd be good. Next, rounding out my list, because these are lesser ones, teams I thought might be in the mix. The Green Bay Packers, if they keep winning with a backup quarterback, A, he's not getting fired. B, you can't.
He'll be coach of the year if they keep winning that guy. Yeah.
And then Sean McDermott's Buffalo Bills. I know they play tonight too, but they're at the top of the division, and Josh Allen is rolling, so I don't think Bill's sliding in there anytime soon.
All right, there you go. That is this week's edition of Bill Watch here on WEEI Afternoon. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Coming up next segment, we will talk with Jonathan Jones, and right after that, we'll talk with Jacoby Brissett. Don't go anywhere. Patriots Monday rolls on right here on WEEI. First, here's Stiz to tell you what's trending.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.